Hello, everyone, and welcome back. The song you just heard was the American National Anthem. My name is Spencer.
大家好，我是 Jenny。没错，刚刚大家听到的就是美国的国歌 ，The National Anthem of the United States.
Yeah, a little. I feel a little patriotic every time I hear the song.
这歌就叫
The National Anthem is the Star-Spangled Banner.
星条旗啊，星条旗永不落。Sounds very patriotic, 就很爱国。对，那因为我们今天就要说的当然就是特朗普，美国最新一任的总统，他的这个就职还有他的就职演说。
Yeah, so basically he's, at the inauguration, he's taken the oath and he's given his inauguration speech.
今天呢，我们会跟大家科普一下美国总统就职典礼，当然还要跟大家分享一些就是 Trump 的这个 speech highlights, 他的一些演说精华。所以大家今天到我们开言英语的公众号，就可以作为你很好的一期了解美国，了解美国政治，了解美国现在最红政治人物的这个推送到开言英语微信公众号。开放的开，语言的言，回复就职或者特朗普都可以啊。So first class, Spencer, 我们刚刚也说了很多遍英语的就职 ,kind of a big word, 你能再跟我们讲一遍吗？
就职 ,like the inauguration.
See, inauguration, 这个是个名词啊，就是就职。那像 every president, they need to...be inaugurated, 对吧？是动词。
Yeah, they need to be inaugurated, that's right.
他们这样才 legit, 就才合法。
I don't quite see Trump as legit still, but he's the 45th president of the United States.
The 45th, 第45任美国的总统。那当然呢，他这个就职典礼刚刚举行 ,so his inauguration ceremony was just held. 那我们今天也第一时间做节目给大家。那当然大家都很关注的就是他的这个 inauguration speech。一会儿我们会放精华，大家可以听他演说的这个片段。但是呢，我们先要问问 Spencer. So you're from Washington, D.C.
Yeah, that's right. I'm born and raised.
你就是美国，就是华盛顿，就美国首府、首都的人。这个就职典礼就在你老家嘛，对不对？
Yeah, that's right. It's on Capitol Hill.
Capitol Hill, 这个是美国的国会山，对吧？
Yeah, 国会山, yeah. It's actually...If you want to get like really specific, it's on the west lawn of the Capitol Hill.
啊，西草坪。
That's right.
Lawn 就是一个草坪啊，好像美国特别注重草坪，经常就是总统会在 the White House lawn 白宫草坪就是举办一些活动。
Yeah, we are pretty big on lawns. Whether you're talking about government buildings, homes, or universities, we all like to have lawns and malls.
你说美国人就喜欢 lawns, 草坪还有 malls, 就是大家一听到 mall 就感觉 shopping mall, 购物广场，但其实你们这个首都有一个特别大的 national mall.
Yeah, that's right, the national mall.
National mall 也是就职典礼，就很多人在外面看，就是在这个 national mall, 是吧？
Yeah, that's right. And on the national mall, many historic events have taken place, such as Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech back in the 1960s, for example.
哦，所以这 national mall...国家广场，然后你说马丁路德金我有一个梦想的演说 speech 就是在那时候，就是大家看过那 Forrest Gump 阿甘正传 when he ran over the pond 他从水池里面
yeah,
对吧 跑过去，这个就是 National Mall、
yeah.
这个 inauguration who can attend、就是、是老百姓都能去看吗？
Well, you have to get tickets as far as I know, becauseI mean, usually, for example, during Obama's inauguration...
Everyone wanted to go and see it, right?
Yeah, but there's, you know, we say limited capacity.
Limited capacity, 当然它就是就有限的,只能容纳有限的这个群众,而且 security, 安保什么的也是大问题,所以他们都管制的比较严。So, you need a ticket, basically, 我们每个人都能去, but you need to apply for a ticket. 对于老百姓来说,我们大家要通过很这个 tight security, 然后 procedures to get your free tickets, 但是对于很多 dignitaries, 或者 VVIPs 特别特别重要的人，这一次虽然是特朗普他就职演说，但他很多 political opponents 他曾经的这个对手都去了耶。
Yeah, former President Obama was there, and the Clintons were there.
这个是美国需要 unity, 对吧？要大家要团结，所以即使以前是对手 they had a bitter fight, 打得很凶，但是克林顿就 Bill 和 Hillary 都去了。
Yeah, but actually there were a lot of people who did not go, government people actually, a lot of local representatives. Yeah, actually a lot of the political people who didn't go are actually, they're minorities, you know, members of, ethnic minorities.
那当然最重要的除了 the new president, Donald Trump, 然后还有他的 the team, right? 就是他的内阁的一些成员。So his cabinet members in his new administration, 这一届新政府的 key members,然后他的 family and friends, 就他的 家族也真是颜值很高的哦。They're a sight for sore eyes, as you guys might say. 他的女儿 Ivanka, 然后太太也很漂亮，是吧？
Yeah, they're both good.
Some good looking people. 好，那我们就不讲八卦什么好看难看了，我们就讲讲重要的，就是既然是就职典礼，最重要的还是要宣誓。
Along with all the, you know, the fun that usually comes along with inauguration or, you know, a certain events and stuff like that. Probably the most important of everything is the oath. And that's what the inauguration is all about. It all kind of comes down to one sentence that the president-elect has to say to then fully become the president of the United States.
So they need to take the oath, to be sworn in, 就是要宣誓。然后 Spencer 说最重要的就是这一句话很长的 it's a long sentence.
Yeah, how about I take a stab at the oath myself, Jenny? All right. I do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
我会忠心尽职的来履行我的职责啊、faithfully execute, 然后他要 preserve, 要保护 protect, defend the Constitution. 就对美国人来说宪法 Constitution 只是最神圣的啊。那既然讲到这个 oath, 就讲到特朗普他这次到底说了什么，那我们现在就来听一下特朗普他这一次的就职演说的一些精华。当然有很多人，因为 Trump is a very divisive figure, 对吧？他是一个很 polarizing, 很两极化的人物，所以一方面有这个就职，然后呢，其实就在他就职典礼不远的地方 there are also a lot of anti-Trump protests.
Yep, sure were.
而且 all across America, 就是全美国也有一些就是什么反对他的这个游行。但我觉得不管怎么样，这还是一个在美国历史上很神圣的时刻。那我们也用这样比较 respectful, 尊敬的心来听听特朗普的一些这个演讲精华。那我们会把这些精华的文字呢都放在我们今天的推送里面，下周开言的会员课程我们也会带大家细细的来收听学习他这次演讲的一些片段。那希望大家会喜欢，到开言英语的微信公众号你就可以拿到今天的文本。好，那我们今天最后就来听听 Trump 的就职演说片段。那很多美国媒体觉得他的演说是非常的 about America, 而且都是只关心那个白人的美国。大家听了以后自己判断吧，就你觉得他这个都是民粹政治吗？ Populist, 还是你觉得这个理所当然？都可以在我们今天的推送下面来分享，来抒发自己的一些意见。 Let us know what you think. 好，那最后 listen for yourself what Donald Trump said at his inauguration.
The oath of office I take todayis an oath of allegiance to all Americans. For many decades, we've enriched foreign industry at the expense of American industry, subsidized the armies of other countries while allowing for the very sad depletion of our military. We've defended other nations' borders while refusingto defend our own. And spent trillions and trillions of dollars overseas while America's infrastructure has fallen into disrepair and decay. We've made other countries rich while the wealth, strength, and confidence of our country has dissipated over the horizon. One by one, the factories shuttered and left our shores, with not even a thought about the millions and millions of American workers that were left behind. The wealth of our middle class has been ripped from their homes and then redistributed all across the world. But that is the past. And now we are looking only to the future. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. America first. Every decision on trade, on taxes, on immigration, on foreign affairs will be made to benefit American workers and American families. We must protect our borders from the ravages of other countries making our products, stealing our companies, and destroying our jobs. Protection will lead to great prosperity and strength. I will fight for you with every breath in my body, and I will never, ever let you down. America will start winning again, winning like never before. We will bring back our jobs. We will bring back our borders. We will bring back our wealth. And we will bring back our dreams. We will build new roads and highways and bridges and airports and tunnels and railways all across our wonderful nation. We will get our people off of welfare and back to work, rebuilding our country with American hands and American labor.